Down to Business on News Talk.
Brought to you by FBD Insurance. Car cover that's right for you. Visit fbd.ie today.
Now, you're most welcome back to the programme. Hundreds of texts coming in on our opticians. I'll try and get back to some of them a bit later on. But now it's been claimed that the increase in the VAT rate in the hospitality and tourism sector is going to cost thousands of jobs. In the 2019 budget that we heard this week, the rate was increased from 9% to 13.5%. Our reporter Barry White is now with us. Yeah, Barry, you've been talking to business owners in the Northwest, but firstly, you have the government defending returning this rate to 13.5%.
Yeah, when the budget was announced this week, the government claimed that a review of the 9% VAT rate had found that the measure had done its job. They say with the new economic reality, it was appropriate to increase the rate of VAT in the tourism sector to 13.5% from January 2019. So this will come in the 1st of January. This will raise €466 million for the economy in 2019. So it is quite a significant boost for the economy, but the government have also admitted that this may change or will present a challenge to the industry, especially in rural Ireland. But they say they'll allocate €35 million to the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport to provide targeted supports to the sector. So this will go to initiatives like the Wild Atlantic Way or the Hidden Heartlands and stuff like that. Minister Charlie Flanagan, he outlined this when the new route was passed in the Dáil earlier this week.
In summary, this review finds that the tourism expenditure is more sensitive to income growth and the economic cycle than price changes, which reduces the relevance of the VAT rate applying to the sector. The review finds that there's a lack of competitiveness in the sector, and that if the 9% rate were to be increased, this would likely not materially impact demand or employment in the sector. With economic analysis indicating that there's a decline in the competitiveness across the sector, that the majority of activity at the 9% rate is driven by income growth more than price, and that the retention of the rate provides little additional benefit relative to its cost, the Minister has decided to return these items to the 13.5% rate.
Okay, so this is going to bring a lot of money in from the government, €466 million, as we saw. There's a backlash against this. Could I just point out to you, Barry, that of that €466 million, I'm told that €300 million of that is going to come from rural Ireland. So this is going to be very damaging. And how damaging are people saying it's going to actually be?
Yeah, it's actually interesting that you point that out, that €300 million of this is coming from rural Ireland, and that seems to be the businesses that are going to be hit the worst. Hospitality businesses in rural Ireland. Exactly how hard they're going to be hit, we won't know the exact damage until the VAT rate comes in next year. But those who work in hotels, restaurants, cafes, hairdressers, cinemas in rural areas have been telling me the outlook isn't good. Now, the VAT increase comes in January 1st, and this comes in on the same day as the minimum wage goes up from 9.55 to 9.80. So they've been hit with a double whammy on the 1st of January. And Margaret Bohan, who owns Delia Restaurant in Galway City, she says with this double hit and then with the rates, rents and overheads, it's making it more difficult to run a family-run business like her own.
It will definitely affect us and affect the pricing that we have at the moment, because we wouldn't be able to incorporate the 4.5% hike, because as you said, we are a small family run business, and it's pretty hard to make ends meet as it is, you know, and to try and get customers in and keep prices down low so that everybody can, you know, avail of going out and eating out. But this is just an extra curveball.
I've heard a lot of people saying that restaurant owners and hoteliers should have seen this coming, because it was the kite flown that the 13.5% was going to come in. When the budget was announced this week, did it still come as a shock?
It did still come as a shock. When they reduced it down, everybody was pretty much on their knees at the time, and it was badly needed. So no, nobody saw it coming, really.
What do you think of the government raising its 4.5%? They're saying they're going to pump money into tourism and businesses won't feel it.
Well, we'll certainly feel it. Sometimes it might be a case where they gloss over one thing and shine a light on something else, but I certainly think that we're all going to know the real effects of this from January.
Do you think it'll cost jobs?
I think it's going to just squeeze everybody just more and more. So whether it's a job or whether it's, you know, whatever tightening up that everybody needs to do, but it's just definitely a curveball that we weren't expecting.
The other thing it's going to do, Barry, it's going to drive inflation. Like, the prices are going to go up.
Yeah,
like,
the customer's going to be hit, really, isn't it?
The customer always pays. It's like the basic economics. The government have said this 9% VAT rate was only introduced into 2011 as a temporary measure to help the recession hit hospitality sector, and hotels and restaurants, etc., would have known this.
Yeah, but not all businesses have gained from this. What about hotels or restaurants or hairdressers that maybe only opened in the last couple of months? This is going to represent a huge increase in their costs all of a sudden. I'm sure if some of them started a new business, they weren't factoring this in, that this was going to be coming up. And I think a lot of businesses in the hospitality sector in rural Ireland, I think they thought they might escape an increase. For example, like a hotel in Dublin, will be doing a lot better than a hotel in Donegal or Leitrim or any of the border counties. So a lot of businesses in rural areas are saying, why did the government not bring in the 13.5% VAT rate in as a city tax and then regionalised it for the rest of the country? Then they wouldn't feel it as hard. And that many of these businesses in border areas are only starting to recover from the recession. They're also feeling the effects of Brexit. For example, there's been a huge drop in UK tourists coming to Ireland, especially in border areas, in the last 2 years. So, you know, businesses in the hospitality sector along the border are having to deal with that. But despite a drop in these numbers, one person who took a chance and opened a hotel in County Donegal earlier this year is Chef Brian McDermott. He opened the Foyle Hotel in Mayville in the summer, creating 38 jobs. Now, it's in Inishowen and is only a 30-minute drive from Derry City. So, you know, he's trying to get customers who might go across the border because it's cheaper to come to him. And he says the increase in the VAT rate will send people across the border and will ultimately result in job losses now at his hotel.
It did come in some ways as a surprise because I'll go back to the business model that we created, you know, and looked at. You know, you're building that at 9%. You don't expect that, you know, to get an increase of 50% so early in our process. So we've not had the benefit of why they incentivized us by taking it to 9%. I've not availed of that, you know. So my reward today, you know, for taking a risk in a rural town, regenerating, creating 38 new jobs here that are all of local jobs as well, because that was a big thing we wanted to do. All of a sudden the budget's announced, you know, wham, you know, a 50% increase. I mean, I can't be anything other than angry right now as regards to what happened, because this morning I'm ripping up our business plan and we're looking again to see, right, how sustainable is this place now in the winter? How sustainable are these jobs and are they at risk? Absolutely they are right now.
Tell me, how many bedrooms are in this hotel?
We have a 16-bedroom hotel here, and we have a wine bar and eatery.
Midweek, on average, say this week, maybe last night, yeah. How many people would have stayed here?
Last night we had 7 occupants.
Would that be considered a busy night, midweek?
For us now, I mean, this is our first October, it'll be our first November next year, or next month. The occupancy level for us at the moment is running at 49% for a new business.
And if you had a 16-bedroom hotel in Dublin midweek, it would probably be booked out months in advance and they could probably charge, who knows, hundreds of euro.
Well, I mean, the facts are the facts, and the average price point in Dublin, you know, is in and around 220. I was there last Monday night. You know, our hotel's closed on a Monday night. We're going seasonal. Other hotels in Donegal are going to 3 days a week. That's the difference. So how can you put a blanket approach to VAT in a country like Ireland that is so rural when you get here to Inishowen and Donegal? And we're fighting to try and get bedrooms filled on a Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. So much so that we've closed now on a Monday night and are seriously considering a Tuesday night to try and make sure that we can keep as many of these jobs as we can in place. And, you know, the increase in the room rate in VAT for us, the fact is I sent away a VAT return last week. You know, it's in the region of about 16,350. This time next year, that'll be 24,000 for the exact same trading period based on those figures.
A new business with this increase in VAT coming in, do you fear for the future? You know, are you nervous that, you know, this could not work out now?
Yes, is my immediate answer, 24 hours after the budget's been announced.
Yeah, Barry, I know Brian McDermott, and he's, you know, what he's saying is absolutely on the money there. You know, he's comparing the rates of Dublin properties on a Monday night with him being empty or closed.
Yeah.
Like, it's so disproportionate. It absolutely...
And he's only one small hotel, and he's saying it could cost him a handful of jobs. But how many other businesses are like that across rural Ireland? So how many jobs could be lost here?
A lot. And listen, thank you for doing that. Thank you for getting out there and getting in touch with the heartbeat of rural Ireland and of the hoteliers. Very interesting stuff. Barry White there.